Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fire department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Marco Quiñones.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes?
706 East Oak, Brownsville, Texas.
Thank you. I see an order was in on April 21st for $59.89 for a meal plan app. You stated that you did not place that order. That order is fraud. Though this order could have been done by doing like a sweepstakes where you pay a minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of an iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. Do you not recall placing an order like that, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay, so what I'm going to go ahead and do, because you're saying that you didn't place the order, I'm going to file this as fraud. But I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are filed for a pending investigation. False claims or fraudulent charges may result as penalties, such as a fine. Will that be okay with you, sir?
That's fine.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, so I have canceled the account, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up using your information. On my site, I have issued you a full refund of $59.89. The refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. The claim as well has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. The charge has been voided, so it should just fall back in. But if it doesn't, it will take 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with, sir?
No, ma'am. That was the only thing.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you for calling Customer Care. I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, sir.